knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Shore. So, I'm having this dream, and in the dream, let me set it up for you. Just as is often the case with dreams, sometimes it doesn't make any sense. So why I was dreaming this, I do not know. I don't suppose it really matters. So I'm working in a factory, and my brother and I, my real brother and I, not my brother and I, but my brother and I, we are assembling bed frames. And in the frames, you know, there's all these boxes, and we have to go from box to box and put the different pieces together. Kind of like an assembly line, only, you know, everything it's already been pre-prepared. All we have to do is just assemble it. So we're making beds, and somewhere in the dream, somewhere, I don't know why, I leave the room, but when I come back, there's this one little bitty bolt, that needs to used to put the frame together, and I can't find it. So I start getting mad at him, and he starts getting mad at me, and I blame him for taking, somewhere in the dream, we start talking about when we were little kids and how he took my Tonka toys, which he actually did. This is totally beside the point, but just for the record, he really did take some of my toys. And, you know, to this day, even though it's been all these years, there's a part of me that still wants to get him back at that. But that's for another day. I need to go, go see a psychiatrist or something about that. But letting issues go will be the subject of my next podcast. That's a joke. Okay. Anyway. So in the dream, we're getting mad at each other, and he's accusing me of taking the bolts, and I'm accusing him of taking the bolts, whatever. It turns out that in the dream, my aunt, my aunt owns the factory. So I go and I say, I'm going to go tell Aunt Brenda, right? I'm a grown man in the dream. I was always running to her when we were at her house anyway. I was always running to her telling her, you know, I was kind of a, I don't know if I would say I was a tattletale, but well, anyway, I never had a problem with being teacher's pet. Okay. I never had a problem with that concept. I thought it was a good thing to be. Anyway. So I go up the stairs, and in this factory, there are no elevators. Don't ask me why. And there's also no air conditioning. And she's on in a little office off the side of one of the stairs on the third floor. I know, this is more detail than you need. And I need to talk to her. So she's talking. And I'm waiting. I'm not, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I knocked on the door. The door's open. It's really, you know, and she knows I'm standing there. The door's open, and I'm looking at her. And she puts the phone down and says, just a minute. Right with you, you know, whatever. And I'm just waiting, right? And my aunt, not in real life, but in this dream, you know, I know she's got, because remember, I went to her to complain. Okay. Now, this is where the crux of the whole thing comes into play. Now, I kind of knew that this was a dream. Sometimes when you're dreaming, you do know it's a dream, sometimes you don't. And this one, I kind of knew it because, one, I wouldn't be putting together, bed frames. Two, my brother and I would never work together. Three, I wouldn't work in a factory with no air conditioning. Four, my aunt wouldn't trust either one of us to work in the same room together, my brother and I, because we'd be arguing. So there were a lot of things here that just didn't add up. So I kind of knew I was dreaming. Now, I wake up, okay, in my bed in my house. This is in real life now. And by the way, I should tell you that right when I woke up, my aunt was talking on the phone. And remember, I'm still waiting for her. And I know she's going to be off the phone in just a matter of moments. So I wake up here in my house, in my bed, and I really have to use the bathroom. Yes, I know this is too much information, but it's not going to get any more graphic than that. But I really, really, really have to use the bathroom. Now, some of you will think I'm crazy, and some of you, this may come back to bite me in the bottom down the road, but I want to tell you that when I woke up and my eyes were open, I know where I am. I know I'm awake. I'm sleepy, but I'm awake. I'm struck with the notion that I need to wait until she finishes her phone call before I can use the bathroom. I want you to think about this. I'm thinking to myself, I got to go use the bathroom, but she's on the phone. In my head, I could still kind of hear her. The certainty that she was on the phone was absolute when I woke up. And even though there was a part of my mind that knew it was a dream and that it didn't happen, I was so entrenched on this notion of I need to, because, you know, where I grew up and everything, you respect your elders. And I didn't, you know, you just, not, this has nothing to do with respecting your elders, but, you know, I just would never, in real life, if I were waiting for her, unless the building burned down, I probably wouldn't, because I was so mad at my brother in this dream, leaving the scene to go do something else. Remember, I didn't have to use the bathroom in my dream. So I'm just in fixed, like, I'm going to wait. I guess somewhere in my dream, I was thinking, I'm going to wait no matter how long it takes until you get off the phone, because I'm going to tell you, my brother, I'm going to, you know, tell him about my brother. So it was so, I was resolved to stay at that doorway and wait for her to get off the phone. That was my thinking when I woke up. So again, I'm in my bed and I need to get up. And I'm thinking, I can't get up until she gets off the phone. I'll probably stay like that for 40 seconds, maybe a minute or two. And I'm just really got to get up, right? And I'm thinking, I can't. She's on the phone. I think it's a dream. It's almost as if there was a duality about my consciousness, which wouldn't surprise a lot of people anyway. You know, multiple personalities and all that other thing. Anyway, it was like there were two things at work. I knew it. And then slowly I thought, you know, this is a dream. Get up. She's not on the phone. It took some effort for me to let go, because I was a pretty stubborn little boy when I was a kid. And when I set my mind on something when I was a kid, let me tell you something, hell would freeze, thaw, and freeze again before somebody could get me to change my mind. And while I've gotten older and more flexible and yada, 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 you know, when I'm dealing with my family, certainly with my aunts and uncles, I guess I just kind of return back to that, you know, to that, I don't know, I don't want to call it stubborn, but just, you know, making a decision and sticking with it. It was so hard for me to let go of the thought, even though I knew it was a dream. It was only a dream. It was hard for me to take action in real life based on the notion that I had fixed in my mind just before I woke up. And I was going to say a minute ago, you know, I kind of could hear her talking on the phone, but it wasn't like I could hear somebody talking on the phone. It was just the notion that it was absolutely true. About 5 minutes passed, and I threw off the covers and slowly got up. And leaving that position, leaving the bed, I felt like I was abandoning my post. And then once I actually took two or three steps, then the paralysis, the emotional or psychological paralysis, that is, was broken. And I was like, okay, it was just a dream. It was ridiculous. And it felt silly. It felt so silly that I had actually, I remember thinking, why was I laying there? You know, and I started thinking, and again, this is the reason why I bring it up on the show this week, is because so many times in our lives, and I want you to think about this, so many times in our lives, we cling to an idea that may not even be relevant any longer. And we refuse to open our minds to something new. And rarely does it show, or in my case, rarely has it been so blatant as it was a couple of nights ago when I was holding on to clearly a dream. And it is hard. You know, it's like, think about it. I don't know if you've ever come across this, but, you know, I knew when I was a little kid, I decided what I wanted to be in life. Really, I did. You know, world leader, megalomaniac, dictator, fascist, insert name of world power here, and that's fine. It's kind of a joke. Well, or is it? I don't know. Well, maybe. I'll have to think about that again for another discussion. But, you know, people say, you know, I want to be a doctor, and that's fine, or I want to be a teacher. And sometimes in people's lives, things don't work out that way, and because they're not suited for it, or they're not this. And it's hard to let go of things that we cling to when we're little kids. I mean, you know, some people say they want to, you know, they want to be married with this many kids, and they have the kind of person that they know that the type of person they want to be married to, And sometimes they come across another person that may not be that way, who may be a good person, but they can't let go. Or sometimes it's about being afraid to leave a job that you're unhappy in with, or a relationship, or an area of town, or any life, well, everything in life, any choice, any decision that we have to make. It's so important that we not give in to those ideas that may be out of date or simply an illusion. Really. I mean, how often in your life do you do things based on something that's in your mind that may not have, you know, real legs? Be aware of it. Be aware of it. It's made me more aware in the last couple of days. And you know, don't be trapped by the dream. Don't be trapped by an idea. Please try to be open-minded. Sometimes they say you got to think outside the box. I think that's just a very, what's the word I want to use? You know, I'm getting old. I can't remember half the words I want. But it's just a modern way of saying, you know, don't be controlled, by an idea without vetting the idea. You know, keep that in mind. And I think, you know, if you can do that, if you can look at your convictions, and I'm certainly not saying don't abandon your convictions, but if you find yourself in conflict or you're not, something is in conflict inside you, look at your notions about the world. Look at your notions about your life. Look at your notions about everything. Take them out. Look at them. Really look and think, okay, is this rooted in reality, or am I clinging to something that I decided 18 to 20 years ago and I just haven't let go? Is it real, or is it just a dream? And if it's just a dream, if it's a dream that is not benefiting you, you may need to let go of it, okay? And I'm certainly glad I let go of my dream the other night, because otherwise an accident would have been had. Trust me, it was getting bad. Thank you all for listening. That's really all there is this week. I'm so happy that with the feedback I receive from everybody, you're helping me make a joyful noise. And that's why I always say at the end of my shows that I want you to remember to make a joyful noise as well. And I will see you back here soon. Take care.